It's Thursday, December 24, 2020, a Christmas Eve like no other. Hello, I'm Darren Sutherland, and we have breaking news on Santa and so much more here on the Christmas Eve edition of the MDJ Podcast.
Happy holidays from all of us at Credit Union of Georgia. This holiday season, remember, you deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. That's why we've taken the time this year to revamp our online tools to give you the safest options when it comes to your money. Open a personal or business account in just minutes. We have new digital tools like our mobile app to make your life simpler. We offer auto loans from 1.89%. Need a mortgage? Our team can get you a home for the holidays. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. Become a member today or apply for a loan by visiting www.cuofga.org. That's www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A ghost kitchen that would serve food for delivery only in Marietta will not open since Mayor Steve Tumlin vetoed a permit that would allow it to open and operate. Reef Kitchens, which exclusively prepares food for delivery through services like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and others, plan to open a mobile kitchen in a Chevron parking lot at 1200 Franklin Gateway. Such a kitchen requires a special use permit in Marietta, and council members initially rejected the proposed based on a concern it would compete with city brick and mortar businesses. Led by Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson, they changed their course last Wednesday and approved the permit after Reef representatives said they would serve food from local restaurants. The vote was 5-0-2 with council members Joseph Goldstein and Andy Morris abstaining. In the vote, which was submitted Thursday, Tumlin said Marietta business licenses don't include a category for ghost kitchens and they aren't established regulations yet for these type of restaurants and businesses. He says the city has set an obligation for equal standards to equal the regulations of traditional restaurants with the ghost kitchens as public policy in safe consumption of meals. Check out Shannon Ballou's article in the Marietta Daily Journal for more information about the ghost kitchen situation in Marietta. In other news, Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers predict COVID-19 vaccines will be available to the general public by appointment at pharmacies by spring. With healthcare workers the first to receive the COVID-19 vaccine and residents and staff of long-time care facilities next, Americans are asking when it will be their turn to get a dose. We asked Walgreens and CVS health companies to predict when the vaccine would be available to the general public, and they indicated it would be during the spring. We'll follow up with more news from the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. It is interesting to note that this afternoon, the Cobb Douglas Public Health Service got their first doses of the COVID vaccine.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Coming up this week in MDJ, we'll count down the top 10 stories of the year. And coming in at number 10, KSU becomes the second largest college in the University of Georgia system this fall with over 41,000 students. That includes the largest freshman class in history. And the population for KSU is only smaller than that of Georgia State University, which has an enrollment of 54,000 students. KSU serves students from all over the Southeast and all over the United States with sports such as football, baseball, basketball, and so much more. Drive on up to see one of Cobb County's jewels, Kennesaw State University, and make sure you check out the article in the MDJ as we highlight the 10 largest stories from 2020.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Santa Claus had originally made plans to leave a little early, but because of coronavirus, he has left earlier than usual. That's right, he left the North Pole earlier than usual this month. We checked with our reporters at the North Pole, and they indicate Santa left about 8 hours early so he could make proper preparations for this pandemic all over the world. His first stop should be around the Far East with the Philippines, Korea, Japan, China, and on into Southeast Asia. He will follow around through the Middle East, Europe, and make his way to the United States. Please keep listening to your local news and radio for more information on Santa. And it, as he says, keep your mask on and keep yourself safe this holiday season.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call the MDJ podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comments on an upcoming episode.
The MDJ podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amy Cargas, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Remember, we are all in this together. Blessings on each of you, and stay 6 foot away and safe.
Looking for a way to find out what's going on in your neighborhood and across the North Atlanta suburbs? Now you can get the hyper-local news you need anytime. In Cobb County, check out the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Live a bit farther east, then the North Fulton Neighbor podcast has you covered. And Gwinnett County folks, be sure to listen to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. We didn't forget our friends in Cherokee County. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger News podcast has all your local news, too. You can find these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe and share the only hyper-local news podcast for your area. Brought to you by the BG Podcast Network.